From the Skywards News Center, I'm Rafael Torres. The Lake Simcoe Region Conservation Authority says water levels on Lake Simcoe remain about 22 centimeters above normal, with shoreline flooding continuing in some low-lying areas. Flooding risks remain high in communities like Georgina, Innisfil, Barrie, Orillia, and others, with concerns about possible dike overflowing in the Keswick, Colbar, and Bradford polders. Officials say more rain and strong winds could worsen conditions, and Shoreline Hazard Watch remains in effect until May 29th. Newmarket Council is set to recognize the town's aquatic team after it won the Burlington Cup for the 10th time in 11 years for having the largest life-saving program among Ontario municipalities under 100,000 people. The town says its aquatic program saw more than 97,000 drop-in visits and nearly 8,000 swim lesson registrations in 2025. Council will also discuss changes to simplify the planning process and confirm recent decisions, including a new all-way stop on Seneca Court and plans for an artificial turf field at Huron Heights Secondary School. A peaceful protest took place Saturday in Aurora following the death of a Rottweiler after an interaction with Aurora Animal Services in East Gwillimbury. The incident happened May 4th after officers responded to reports of two dogs running loose, and witnesses alleged there was a prolonged struggle while officers tried to restrain the dog, during which one officer was bitten. Aurora Mayor Tom Marakis says the town is investigating the incident. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Rafael Torres.